Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hi, you guys. I'm reading here about the followers. We have new followers here. This is Dr. Cupertino. As you know, with the Global Vision for Living Today show as a host, we have our co-host, Dr. William Harrison, coming to us from the East Coast. And he's here now. Hi, Colonel Dr. Harrison. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Cupertino, listening audience. Doing great. Thanks for asking. All is well.
Great. I hope it is. And I know it's all well with your colleague, Reverend L.K. Floyd. He is now having his morning convention show called the Community Coalition of Churches. He has a lot of speakers lined up. And I was trying to work earlier this morning on streamfounder.com. I don't know how to work that, but let's wish him well. He's on the battlefield just as we are. I do not want to die. Can God give me a way out of death? Oh, my goodness. We've been on this for 2 weeks now, but hey, since death occurs, death has made its way into the ranks of mankind. Death has been used by Satan to frighten the masses of men. Death has been used in ways that, hey, God has not intended. You know, people have said, well, you know what? What is death? You know, I know you guys talked last week about it, and you had many definitions for death. But really, we're going to bring this thing to a bear. Absence of activity. And that came to me this morning. So I don't run to books to look anything up, because if you know that you know that you know, Bishop Mims, my father, said, you know. The absence of activity, that is death. It isn't any kind of spooky things. I know it's Halloween. It's just celebrated around the world. And I was shocked at some of the costumes and some of the statements made. And I guess he was a commentator on one of the news shows. He said, you know what? I'm not afraid of death anymore because I see death walking in these costumes. It's not what I thought. Oh, yes, it is what you thought. Death came into the world by one man's sin, and of course his woman, Eve, joined in. But many are saying, day and night and day, by week, by month, by year, I do not want to die. So we're going to break this thing called death down. Colonel Harrison, you spoke last week on what death is, and I know if you said it last week, you can say it again. I just said by spirit that death is the absence of activity. What can you add to that? What is the meaning of death? Let's talk about it from a spiritual standpoint, not when the body, just as some ministers will say, I'm going to give up the ghost. My father used to say that. Well, whatever. But right now, we got some very educated people moving around in the world. I found out there's a 13-year-old scientist. He's Afro-American. I mean, these people are coming out of the womb talking, dancing, and eating hard food, just about. I don't want to die. So why should I be afraid of death, Colonel Harrison? Should I be afraid of death?
No, one should not be afraid of death, but the problem with Dr. Cupertino, let's know, is people fear that which they don't know, and they don't know what death is. And as you said a moment ago, death is the end of physical life. And there's two aspects of death. The Bible, Christian Bible, speaks of physical life, and it speaks of eternal life. And so the physical life part is that wherein death will or possibly will come upon each and everyone at some point in time, unless the Bible teaches that Jesus comes back from heaven for the second coming to claim those who are Christians that are still alive. But just briefly, and I'll get back to the
turn
card.
Okay, you're going to have to break that down. Oh, Colonel Harrison, you're going to break that down. We asked one question, and you're going off into another area that's going to need a nation before we go. So now, rather than give us the identification of that, you're going off saying Christ is coming back, and for all those that are alive, he's going to claim them that are Christians. I think we have over 400 different religions in the world, and if you say that, then you're annihilating their gods, and you're going to have to go into a little deeper explanation. And we only have 30 minutes. So if you're talking about Jesus Christ is going to come back, he's going to claim the Christians, then I think that's heavy enough to pull out your Bible and start throwing some scriptures out there. So let me just ask the question again, and then maybe we can morph in to it. Many people don't want to die. You're right. You started off on a good foot. They don't know what death is. They haven't been taught what death is. All they know is that, oh, he got shot, he got stabbed, fell to the concrete, and he ain't breathing. That's the definition that most people have of death. But I think if we give them the spiritual definition of what death is, I just went back to Genesis. You might want to jump back there, too, and talk to us about why people should not be afraid of death, even though they are. Many call in, many tell me. I get emails. I talk about death once a week. They are afraid of dying because they do know one thing people do know about death and dying. It is the absence of activity. We just said that less than 5 minutes ago. Death is the absence of activity. So that means the dead does not get them start laughing, dancing, talking. He lays, or he drops, or he falls supine. That's it. The spirit of the living God that put that in him, that goes back to the God that put the spirit of activity in his limbs. So in death, should a person be afraid? Let's get this thing right. Should a person be afraid of dying? And if he should, why should he be afraid of dying? Why don't you break that down for us?
One should not be afraid of death or dying once they understand what death is. And you just shared your definition of death, Dr. Compton, and my mirrors are yours, the absence of physical life, biological functions of life. And so death is a state of normlessness where we cease to physically exist because our bodily functions don't function. But God created mankind, as you said in Genesis chapter 2, breathed the breath of life into man. Man became a living soul. But I think what's equally important, as we said last week, death came about because the first man, Adam, disobeyed God in Genesis. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, where God told him not to eat certain fruit from certain tree in a garden that God had created for mankind. So physical death, as we know it, is nothing to fear. It's a punishment, a curse that came about as a result of first man disobedience. Now, for those who want to overcome the fear of death, then we have to get to know God's Son, Jesus Christ, which is in that scripture, John 3:16.
Yeah, very, very true, because, you know, in the world that we live in, money can buy anything. Money can buy you out of prison. Money can buy you into the White House. Money can buy you a seat on any legislative body, some say. I'm not saying that per se myself. I have my own feelings and thoughts about that. But now, people are wondering, well, you know what, if I have to die, if I have to give up the ghost, as I said, Bishop Mim said, if I'm not going to be able to move, eat, drink, laugh, play anymore, then is there any kind of a deal I can make with God? Can I go to this God in prayer and ask him to give me a way out of death? What's your thoughts on that, Colonel Harrison?
Yes, they can go to God in prayer, change their ways, turn around, turn from the
Colonel Harrison, way let me ask the question again. Colonel Harrison, let me ask the question again. Can a person go to God and try to buy his way out of death, or ask God to give him some kind of way out of death? Can I do that? Can you do that? Come on now. Wake up, darling. Can anyone go to God and bargain with God? and say, God, give me a way out of death.
They can't go to God and bargain and buy their way out of death. They can go to God and humble themselves before God and ask God to show them the way to change their lives, which will not lead to eternal death and damnation. So they can do that, and it's called turnaround, or the Bible refers to it as repentance. So they have to go to God in prayer and ask God to show them the way to change their ways so they'll live a life that's pleasing to him that won't result in eternal death and eternal damnation.
Okay, what is eternal death and eternal damnation? You went to another area now. We just can't leave a cliffhanger here. So the question was, can God give me a way out of death? Can I buy my way with God out of death? So now you're saying that, you know, you can go to God and you might can bargain your way out of an eternal death. Why don't you, let's just pause here. Can God give me a way out of death? What are you expressing to the audience? Can a person get out of dying when they land in the hospital bed? Can they beg the doctor for 3 more days, 2 more hours? I mean, can God or anyone within the power of God through his Holy Spirit cause any of us, me, you, any of us, not to die? Can we bargain our way out of death? You're talking about eternal death. So if there's an eternal death, there's an eternal life. Let's talk to the audience about this thing called eternal death, since we've just said that, no, you can't go and bargain your way out, pay your way out of death. The Bible says it is appointed once and for all for man to die, but there is a resurrection there. Now, we mentioned 2-3 weeks ago, you're not going to hear that word a resurrection. I was very surprised to hear it this week on TV because, see, some of the ministers now have found out ain't nobody buying that. Come in here, sit down, give me some tithes and offering, you know, speak real good, and hey, there's your ticket, not only out of death, but out of hell and damnation. So right now, we and some of these educated individuals, they're not buying that. You mentioned eternal death. There's also an eternal life. Why don't we talk about the aspects of death? Because if you can't buy your way out, can we do as humans about death? What can we do? Maybe I'm not making myself plain this morning. What can a human being do about death? He don't want to die. We've already established the fact that we can go to God with $2,000-$3,000 and say, okay, I don't want to die. Give me 1,000 more years. You know, all of this kind of foolishness. We've established that God is not going to give us a way out of a physical death because we just established that he has appointed once and for all for man to pass through the portal of death. But now you mentioned an eternal death. Oh, my God. Talk to us about that. What do you mean when you say eternal death? Many have not heard that.
The Bible teaches that eternal death is reserved for those who have not changed their lifestyle, who have not accepted God's Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior. So for those in Revelation chapter 20 is called eternal death. And that's death beyond physical death. That's eternal death and damnation. There's two aspects of it. One is eternal death and damnation. The other is eternal life. But those who, all of us, as you said, Dr. Coptoon, are subject to experience physical death. There's nothing we can do about that. Some will live longer than others. Some will live shorter. But eternal death comes about when one lives in this physical life, go through the entire life, however many years they may live, not get to know who God is, not get to know who God's Son Jesus Christ is, and therefore they are the ones the curse come upon who receive eternal death and eternal damnation. And as a result, the Bible, Revelation chapter 20, the Christian Bible says they're cast into the lake of fire. They're cast into hell, a place called hell. So eternal death is death without God, death absence of God, and death without any reference to having any known existence beyond your physical life.
Very good. So this thing called death there's no bargaining of God out of that. Now, some of you listeners, I want you to go to your church house tomorrow, and I want you to, before the service gets started, ask your pastor if he wouldn't mind switching his sermon. You know, many of them already write him out, you know, whatever. What is a resurrection? Because now, if people really understood what a resurrection is, there would be no fear of death. That is Bible. That's biblical. The Bible speaks of that word resurrection over 50 times, but you don't hear any modern-day minister talking about a resurrection. They want you to have a ticket straight to heaven, and that just is not going to happen because Revelation 21, 1 through 4 says there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. There's not going to be any crying anymore. Sure, you're not going to shed no tears up in heaven. Now, it's not going to be no more dying. You'd have to be on earth to die. I mean, Revelation, King James Version is the one I'm referring to, 21, 1 through 4. I used to speak to a lot of ministers on the street, and they were preaching, but they never spoke of a resurrection. Some faiths will actually tell you that. Don't think you go in and walk around on gold cobblestone. You haven't been told that. Don't think you're going to go around up in heaven and start buying down, singing all day. The Bible does not say that. The Bible talks about a particular group that will be governing mankind on earth after the end time. So I think we really need to get this thing straight. Go on and ask him, what is the resurrection? See, if people really were taught right in the church, there would not be no fear of death. You would know if you didn't walk around 70, 80, 90 years. You ought to be tired. Your body ought to be tired. Your body ought to want to be in some kind of a resting place, awaiting the call. The Bible says in that latter day, there's going to be the trumpet sounds and all the dead will rise. It didn't say God going to call him back. Come on now. So, hey, y'all, if you ministers on here, stop playing funny style games. Said he's going to blow the trumpet. Where he going to blow a trumpet at? Gonna blow the trumpet and the dead shall arise. Ain't no dead up in heaven. Come on now. One day we're going to have the whole hour show. I see a lot of you guys clapping. I know I'm onto something in God. Said the dead gonna rise. It didn't say they were going to rise and go walk in a golden robe and all that. You know what? That's old school. It never was what it was intended to be. That is why so many now, I just read something this morning, a particular group is tearing the churches up. They finding all kind of artifacts. They digging up all kind of bones that predates even Adam and Eve. I mean, they are really on the move. We got to be on the move too. But now, back to this. I don't want to die, so what can I do? There's nothing that you can do. Colonel Harrison mentioned praying to God, for solace. What are you going to pray for? It is already programmed in your bodily self that you're going to leave up out of here. What we should do, and he mentioned this, we need to get right with God. Now, I'm not for going up down the street trying to find somebody to teach. There's so many wizards and witches and so many false prophets, my head spins every day. So I wouldn't know how to just walk up, oh, yeah, I'm going in this church. You can't go in most of them because they're shut down. You got maybe tents in many of them, and they have sleep, cannot move, wheelchairs all in the aisle. I don't know why. And my daddy said, why would they wait till they get 70, 80, and 90, now all of a sudden they want to come in here for God. He said, because they're afraid. They didn't do what he asked them to do when they had the chance. But Colonel Harrison's ministry, I perceive, is not like that. And I know a lot of other people are coming into so-called ministries. But when that Antichrist stand up, they're all going to flee. Because there ain't going to be no match for them. So if any of you got brothers, sons, or men that are expressing faith, help them become built up. Because the Bible says there's no other way but God's way. And perhaps people, as the Bible says, they're going to be grabbing hold of the hymns and garments of these so-called holy men. They'll be for real. Well, God is not going to give us a way out of death. He'll give you away, as Colonel Harrison said, out of an eternal death. But you've got to really put forth your body, your soul and your mind to prayer and ask this God to lead you out of the realms of, and another thing that can take you out of the realms of fear, do what God says. Do what God says on earth. I heard a preacher say, do what the man said. Do what God's son has asked you to do. Well, I don't know what his son has asked me to do. I've never been taught that. All I've been hearing about, and you know, like they said this morning, they're not talking about no hell and no hell fire. They done got too smart now because they know the fools are not alive now that promulgated that. Ain't nobody scared no more. They're not scared of God. They're not scared of them. Colonel Harrison, what can a person do in his steps right now while he is alive to show God that he is worthy of a resurrection? We just said, I'll get this, have the scripture ready for next week. The trumpeter sound, and the dead shall arise. It didn't say, and the dead shall arise and come on up to heaven. Y'all, please, out there, you see what you done did to the world. Ain't nobody interested in nothing you got to say. They'd be sitting up in there eating, drinking. Look at Beyonce concert. Look at Taylor Swift. Look at Chris Brown. Millions. They said you couldn't get into certain places on Halloween night. Everybody trying to get a ticket to worship Satan. What have y'all others been doing? Ain't been doing nothing but repeating the same thing to the same person. Isn't that ignorant? And they ain't moving. But right now, while it is still day, Colonel Harrison, what can a person do to show God that he is worthy after death? You got to die first to be resurrected first. Tell us, tell me, tell the listening audience, what must they do to be counted worthy of a resurrection? No pie in the sky, nothing of that, just hardcore, just hit it heavy and hard. What must a person do while they're still alive to show God after death they're worthy of a resurrection? Because you're going to be resurrected to one way or resurrected to another way. You're going to know, according to Isaiah, that God is. Colonel Harrison, help us out on that.
The person should turn around, turn away from the lifestyle they're living. If it's not in agreement with God's holy words in the Christian Bible, go to God in prayer, ask God to forgive them. Show them the way that he wants them to live, because God created mankind to and for his purpose and to glorify him on the earth. And so one has to get in alignment with God,
yes,
in agreement with God, being obedient to God's holy words. The holy words are written in the 66 books of the Christian Bible, from soup to nuts, from Genesis beginning, Revelation to the ending. It gives us certain instructions of certain things God expects mankind to do, man, woman, boy, girl to do. And most don't do it because most are not aware. It should begin. The teaching should begin at home, and then the parents bring the children to the church, and then the church, through the pastors, reaffirm the teachings of God and reinstill those teachings of God with the people so they understand how we are to live. Most people live in the way they want to live. They've lived careless. They've lived reckless. They've lived abominable life that's contrary to the ways of God in the Holy Bible. Unless they turn around, let's go to God in prayer, ask God for forgiveness, and show them that God can put a teacher in your place, or you can read in the Holy Bible. You can listen to you can listen to audio tapes of the Bible and change your lifestyle, and then you position yourself to be doing that which is pleasing in God's sight. Not man, not woman, not boy, not girl, but God is who he has to please, because God is the creator.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I got chills on that. You are certainly right. And you know what? I was just thinking as you were talking. The Bible says, do not forsake the gathering in Hebrews 10. I think it's either Hebrews 10 or 11. Don't forsake the gathering of yourself together. You can't get nowhere with no Bible in your lap and sit up there looking like a fool trying to read two or three scriptures. You got to get involved with a community of godly people that are doing just what you've asked God to do for you, to help you to learn the Bible, to associate with them for a good association. The Bible says bad association spoils useful habit. So you can read the Bible all day and all night, but if you're in the wrong church, if you're in the wrong ministry, if you're in the wrong community, Bible says get out. How do you know they're wrong? If they are not espousing the word of God. You know, most churches that are on the right track, they're preaching the gospel. They're living, breathing, and eating out of Matthew 28. Go ye therefore. That is a clue right there. I learned that over 40 years ago. That's the clue. Well, how do I know I'm with the right group? They came, they had three scriptures. I said, you got to be kidding. I never knew it like that. My daddy was, oh, yeah, they're right. I said, what you doing? And he made a little joke, you know, I'm too old to pump gas. But that's, you got to open your eye, your spiritual eyes up. Pray to God for you to open your spiritual eyes up. He will lead you to where you need to go on earth. Jesus said, I'm going away, but I'm not going to forsake you. So we've got to, number two, after prayer, number two, you got to get with an organization that is teaching, living, breathing, and walking the way of God. You know, many would say, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to just go to mere community church. Ain't no such thing. I don't know where they get that from. Ain't no such thing. No such thing as a community church. God is over the entire globe. God created the universe. The one Psalm 83:18 says Jehovah did. So Jehovah this. Jehovah that. You have got to, I don't know if you can Google it, but you've got to put any of these churches to a litmus test. Are they doing the will of God? If they just sitting around talking, get out of there. Are they out in the so-called local community? Now we can use community. Maybe 5, 10, 20 minutes from the house. Are they standing on a corner? You know, many say, oh, well, you know, I don't really know the street work. But you don't have to do nothing. Get out there with the Bible under your shoulder blade. People see that just to see that Bible. They might not know what's in it. They might not understand it, but they know, hey, it got something to do with, number one, God. It got something to do with me straightening my life up. It got something to do with me getting ready to meet my maker. I mean, just a look at a Bible. And they better do it quick. See, most of these ministers are not telling these people, Baghdad, wearing things on their head and a run-out, wore-out sandals, they coming. Some are saying they're already here. You ain't going to be able to say nothing about the Bible. That day's coming. You're not going to be able to stand in the corner with a Bible under your shoulder blade. That day is nigh. I mean, so rather than us try to make God out of a fool. Come on, I'm scared of dying. You ought to die if you're not doing God's will. You're already dead. You're already dead in Christ if you're not doing his will. So you that want to know what to do now in this end time, prayer number one. Number two, you got to associate with those doing the will of God, not talking. You walk in, they talking, ain't got no program, no organization for street witnessing. He said, "You Isaiah 43:10 says, in the end days, you will be my witnesses. Who is the talking? The one called Jehovah. Who's the witnesses? You, meaning you bearing witness to what through faith you know about God and his son that he sent forth. Hey, y'all, get up and get down for God. That's all Colonel Harrison and I have got to say. We have preached almost 300 sermons, and we're not playing. No, you don't need a way out of death. You need a way into the serving of God. You need a, don't stand around and waste God's time. Come on, you don't want to die. And your mom and daddy didn't die. A way out of death, you first got to ask God for life. How can you ask God for eternal life? Through prayer and doing what he said do. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. You know we don't hold nothing back. We don't play. We're not trying to take sides. Whatever God you serve, you better make sure he's the right one. And he is the right one if his name is Jehovah. God bless you. We're going to pick up on three. Can God give me a way out of death? Why you want a way out of death? You didn't walk for 80 years. God bless you. Thank you, Colonel Harrison, for tuning in. Thank you for hosting. We will see you in spirit next week, same location, Blog Talk Radio, for the Global Vision for Living Today show. Have a great weekend. And don't forget, Jesus really does love you if you love yourself.